talking.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 24th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8 a.m. I'm Brent Helen. Rain falling much of the wine country this morning, currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. We are hearing this morning about how some faculty on the picket line at Sonoma State University were assaulted on Monday. First, a man in a white Tesla attempted to pepper spray two faculty members around 7:15 in the morning on Sequoia Way. Then, later in the day, four boys in a car shot water beads at faculty members on Vine Street. Several were hit, but no one was harmed. The boys were eventually caught. The Tesla driver has not yet been found. The Napa County Board of Supervisors has approved the sale of the Napa County Fairgrounds to the city of Calistoga. The deal for the 70-acre parcel is for $2 million, down from a previous deal last March for over $15 million. Calistoga says it's committed to rehabbing the property for fairs, events, RV parks, a golf course, racetrack, and other community services. A stretch of Highway 12 in Santa Rosa is scheduled for daytime and overnight closures this weekend while crews replace pavement. Eastbound Highway 12 will be closed overnight from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. starting this Friday through Sunday, depending on the weather. Traffic will be confined to one lane during daylight hours. Daytime motorists should prepare for significant delays. The work is part of a 3-mile rehabilitation project along Highway 12 between Llano Road and Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa. The Los Angeles Times, the largest newspaper in California, and one of the biggest by circulation in the entire United States, was hit by a heavy round of layoffs. 94 employees were let go, one of the largest workforce reductions in the history of the 142-year-old paper. If you order takeout from Chick-fil-A between November 1st of 2019 and April 30th of 2022, you could be eligible for a $29.95 gift card as part of a settlement over the company charging inflated prices for delivery during the COVID-19 pandemic. A lawsuit filed in 2023 alleges that the food chain promised low delivery fees on its app or website, but later increased menu prices by up to 30% on delivery orders, and the company has now agreed to settle. The deadline to file your claim online is February 15th. Ford is recalling nearly 1.9 million Explorer SUVs in the U.S. because a trim piece can fly off and create a hazard for other drivers. The recall covers Explorers from the 2011 through 2019 model years. The recall comes after U.S. regulators opened an investigation into the problem last year after receiving consumer complaints. And Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades, hosted the long-running radio program The Osgood File and was referred to as the CBS News Poet in Residence, has died. He was 91. He joined CBS back in 1971. 8:04 KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirop. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is pretty heavy starting northbound US 101, just north of Golf Course Drive going into downtown Santa Rosa. It's stop and go in that area. State Route 12 interchange, US 101, traffic is heavy in that area as well. And then on the southbound side, traffic starts about College Avenue going to about Hearn. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Wine country meets the Sonoma coast in Bodega Bay. Escape to the Inn at the Tides with their winter special. Every room has a view of the water and includes daily complimentary breakfast and a bottle of wine upon arrival. Relax in the heated indoor-outdoor pool or hot tub. Just across the way, the Tides Wharf restaurant serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy the gift shop, bakery, deli, and fish market. The winter special, valid Sundays through Thursdays, starts at just $179 and is good through February 29th. Online at innatthetides.com.
From the community calendar, enjoy all the crab you can eat at the Sebastopol Masonic Center Crab Feed on Saturday, February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $70 for adults and $35 for kids. In sports, the Warriors are back on their home court tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. And the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego at Torrey Pines tees off today. It's a rare Wednesday start and Saturday finish. Your forecast, cloudy skies with showers this morning. They should wrap up by the noontime hour. Highs today in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with dense fog by tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s. Partly cloudy for tomorrow afternoon with low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
It's my life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live.
All past and present members of Bon Jovi cooperated with a new docuseries about the history of the band. Thank you, good night. The Bon Jovi story will air in four parts on Hulu starting April 26th. The series will feature personal videos, unreleased demos, and never-before-seen photos. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
KZST. Well, up next, our cute and our fluffy segment we call Pet of the Week, thanks to the Feed Store in 2 minutes. Hold on.
They say cats and dogs don't get along. Well, I'm a cat, and I disagree.
I wash her ears. She doesn't stick me with her toe needles.
We're pals. It's great.
As long as I don't try to sleep in my own bed.
It's so roomy. I can really stretch out. Besides, you're fine on the floor.
Sounds like you need a second bed.
Oh, we really do.
The feed store carries a wide variety of dog and cat foods and toys and treats galore. Great cards and gifts, too. That's why we're called the feed store. And a whole lot more. The selection of pet and livestock supplies is incredible. Hay, straw, shavings, and all types of livestock feed, organic and conventional. And we support local 4-H and FFA groups with special pricing. Feed your pets for less. First Friday at the feed store gives loyalty members 10% off. So sign up. The feed store and a whole lot more. 265 Petaluma Avenue in Sebastopol.
Sonoma County, are you craving a culinary experience that defies borders? Then get to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland and Santa Rosa. From Russian borscht to Italian chicken piccata to Mexican street tacos, all are crafted with locally sourced ingredients. At Brothers Cafe, breakfast isn't just for mornings. Indulgent breakfast served all day, every day. Plus, they're open from 8 to 8, 7 days a week, ensuring you can satisfy those cravings whenever they strike. Check out the menu at brotherscafesr.com.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. There's no club membership needed. So stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Sonoma County's KZST. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is 8:12, overcast and rainy today. And we will now say good morning to Priscilla from the Humane Society of Sonoma County. How are you?
I am fine. Good morning, Debbie.
Yay. So you are here because we're doing Pet of the Week, and we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
But before we talk about the Pet of the Week, what is going on these days at the Humane Society?
Well, as you know, Debbie, things are always hopping at the Humane Society, and I'm not just saying that because it's leap year. We are always doing fun stuff. The big thing coming up, as I think I've mentioned, is our Supper Bowl. Anyone can have a Super Bowl. We have a Supper Bowl. We are looking for donations of food to our pet food pantry or funds to support the pet food pantry. It's going to be going on the week leading up to the Super Bowl. So you want to check our socials for all the details. It'll be really fun. And I have good news, Debbie.
What?
The kitty cat that Cena talked about the week that I was away.
Yes.
Jackie.
Yes.
Got adopted.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Jackie, yay.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. That is, oh, that was a cute, cute kitty cat. All right.
Cute kitty cat.
So let's do Pet of the Week. So it is your job, P, to speak on behalf of the pet. Now, who is our furry friend today?
Yes, our furry friend is Ren. She's so cute. She's a tiger kitty, which is, don't tell the other cats, but it's my favorite. She is a four-year-old domestic short hair. She's got a cute little white bib. She's so gorgeous.
Okay.
So you'll hear all about Ren.
So how this works is you kind of take on Ren, the kitty cat, and you do like an ad of sorts, maybe for like a singles website for kitty cats. So, Priscilla, this is for Ren. Oh, P. Okay, Priscilla, let's get Ren a new home. It is all you. Go for it.
Thank you. Hello, darlings. My name is Ren. Like the shy but sweet little bird, that's me. Shy at first, but oh so sweet and irresistibly cute. It's like, you remember that line from Greta Garbo in Grand Hotel, I want to be alone? Well, that's kind of how I might seem when you first meet me. I have a thing for hiding under blankets. It's actually beyond adorable. And I act all like I'm not overjoyed to see you and like I can totally wait until snuggle time. That's not the real me. If you're patient and you come at me nice and slow for just a little minute, I'll sashay out from under my blankie and shower you with buckets of love. Let's get frisky, baby. I still have all my kittenish ways. No. A bit of playtime and a few tasty treats. Did someone say treat? And the rest of the world disappears. It's only you and me, mi amor. The moon, the stars, our everlasting love. And did I mention I like treats? So if you find my shyness alluring and you love a girl who plays a little bit hard to get, then this is our match made in heaven. So come be my adoring angel. Find my fertastic face at KZSP.com. Then call those fabulous folks at the Humane Society of Sonoma County. What's the number? 542-0882.
Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way, but we
County's KZST. Time to check traffic again with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff. She is in our Rona Park studio. Good morning to you. How do those roadways look?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is pretty heavy on the 101 corridor, starting northbound US 101 from about Golf Course Drive going into downtown Santa Rosa. And on the southbound side, it starts at about College going to Hearn Avenue. The State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is very heavy in that area, so expect some slowdowns there. State Route 12 on the eastbound side going to Farmers Lane, traffic is slow moving through that area as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Head into the new year with more peace of mind and Toyota's legendary reliability. Get to your local Toyota dealer today and shop Toyota's entire lineup of 16 hybrid and electrified vehicles to choose from. Right now, get low 1.99% APR plus $2,500 bonus cash on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 1/31/24.
This week at Raley's in Knob Hill. Clip your weekly member deal online to get large packs of 3 or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for $2.97 a pound, limit 2 packs. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app.
100.1 KZST.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. Cast to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin, kept on the inside and no sunlight.
tuned in to 100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 825, 51 rainy degrees, and it is crab feed season around Sonoma County. Two big ones to plan for this weekend. One, an all-you-can-eat with cocktails and an auction out at the Citrus Fairgrounds in Cloverdale. And two, Piner High School is hosting a crab feed out at Santa Rosa's Friedman Center. Both of those take place Saturday.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 24th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. Some rain still coming down this morning. Currently, we're sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. This year's Windsor Pride Parade and Festival has been canceled. The event started just 2 years ago and by all accounts was a success. But the small group in charge of putting it on